The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, speaking on the series now, second part of the belt of truth. Amen. And the Bible reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." In other words, the struggle you're in right now is not with him or her. Amen. It's a spiritual struggle that you're in right now. The enemy just likes pointing the finger at people to have someone for you can put the blame on. Because there's just no way it could be our fault. Amen. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood," but this is what we truly wrestle with, "but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Amen. And here this day, I'm going to break all that down. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all glory, all honor. Have your way this day, Holy Spirit. And teach us how to dress ourselves in the full armor of God. In your precious name we pray. And we all say in one accord, amen. I'm going to repeat the first one that Paul was speaking about, which is principalities. When my wife and Pastor Felipe said for me to save it last Sunday, amen. He said, "Save it." So I saved it. Amen. But now I'm going to use it. Amen. The word principalities, this is what we're really up against. We're not up against him or her. The word principalities in the Greek means things in a series, such as leaders, rulers, magistrates. The word principalities describes their rank, the work of the enemy. There's evil spirits, demons that have different rank, different positions in the army of darkness. Amen? It describes their rank in organization. Not just their rank, but it comes with an organization that they have as well. The word principality tells us that the satanic kingdom is highly organized. Amen? Highly organized. I shared this last week, such as the United States is, I don't know about highly, but organized as well, amen? The Army of the United States, amen, that the president is the commander-in-chief, President Trump, is in charge, amen? He's the commander-in-chief for the United States of America. Under him, there's the rank of a general. Under the rank of the general is a colonel. And under the colonel is majors. Under the majors, captains, lieutenants, all the way down to privates. So even the United States of America, just as the enemy, amen, has leadership. Leadership in different ranks with different assignments that each one of these ranks of leadership do. Amen? The enemy is totally organized. His moves are made with evil designs. Now, just because we were out there running wild and crazy, don't mean the leader to that is wild and crazy and has no order in his life. Just because we were doing dumb stuff out there, don't mean Satan himself is dumb. He's very wise, skilled. He had all of us. He even had all of us thinking we had it going on out there. We were that guy, that woman, that disco queen in the club. Nobody could dance like you. You were that guy. Nobody was stronger than you. You were the greatest gang leader in all the city of Milwaukee, including the south side and the north side. You were the guy to be feared. And his own ways, he had, you were the biggest drug dealer. There was none greater than you, not even Scarface. Everything he was doing was designed with planning. And the way to deceive your life and the way to deceive my life. He allowed us to think that we had it going on. That we had it going on so much that no one could touch us with a 10-foot stick. Though we did crazy stuff, does not mean the enemy has no order. Vice versa, even though some Christians still do dumb stuff, doesn't mean our Father ain't a Father of order. Let's go to the second one, it's powers. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And the next word in the King James translation says, and against powers. This is what we're really up against, church. The word powers in the Greek means authorities. This word tells us that demons are placed over various areas or territories and are given authority to carry out whatever orders have been assigned to them according to their rank. That's why some people fell prey to drugs, some fell prey to the opposite sex, some fell prey to alcoholism. Some were never a gang member, but some were. And these were all different demons, evil spirits that had been set out by their chief and commander, Satan himself, with an assignment to carry out within your life. And some of you were all the above. We need to know the truth here this day in regards to the belt of truth. A part of the full armor of God that holds everything in place for that man, that woman, that youth member to have victory within their life. There needs to be truth in your life if there's going to be victory in your life. You can't have victory with lies within your life. With Satan, the father of all lies, still being your father. If you're lying most of the time, it's not me saying it, Scripture says it. Your father's the devil. Though the enemy has power and authority, we find out here, order, organization, it's not greater than ours. How many know that the enemy got power? He pretty darn strong. If his weaponry, the Bible says, had been stripping, he proved to each and every one of us that he has power and authority, whether you're highly educated, not educated, street smart, not street smart, did drugs, never did a drug in your life. He's proven to be a good deceiver across the board. In the authority and the power that He gives these demons these assignments. And the target is our life, our marriage, our children, the church, the lost, the bound. But I want to shift here this day in. We read what the word power means, and you break it down in the Greek as an authority that the enemy has and gives for those spirits and demons to be able to carry out the assignment given to them, that they receive power. Pastor Felipe's, one of his points this Friday was on the word that we need God's power. But there's Satan's power also. And even though he has this power and authority, I want us to learn this day, right now, starting right now, the power you and I possess within our lives when we're doing it God's way. Amen? Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And the Bible reads, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. These miraculous signs will accompany your life, my life, for those who believe and do it the Lord's way, that you will be able to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. God has given us also a power and an authority that accompany us not only when we're in church, but anywhere and everywhere we're at. Even if we're waking up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. in the morning, we wake up in authority and the power of God. Tells us, the believer, that we have greater power and authority than the enemy. It says, this miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. In Luke chapter 9, verse 1, the Bible reads, one day Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority. There's those two words. The Greek definition for power is authority. The enemy has it, and we have it. Amen? But the power and the authority that we possess is so much greater than the power and the authority that the enemy possesses. And we were getting whooped pretty darn good out there. Can you imagine if we truly have more power and authority than what was putting a whooping on us in the world? That the power and authority that Christ has given us is so much greater than that power and authority that drug addiction, the opposite sex, and all the above. That man that I said that was called and was gay, amen, called me again. We had another good talk. Pastor, I'm ready and I'm not playing games. I said, that's good. So he's going to be here at the beginning of next month. He got his ticket already. Because the power and the authority of the Lord is greater than any gay spirit. I once again, all right, I told her, all right, homeboy, I catch up with you, man. I didn't say homegirl. I said homeboy. Because I know if he makes up his mind and he applies the power and authority of Christ within his life, that spirit got to go. It's got to go. Luke 9:1 says, one day Jesus called together the 12 disciples and gave them power and authority. Check it out. The other one says to cast out demons, right? This one says power and authority to cast out all demons, to heal all diseases. But you got to be fasting for this one. You got to be fasting. You want that all power, that all demon got to go? To be able to lay hands with an authority and a power over somebody that's sick? The Bible says that he gave these 12 disciples power and authority, and he set them out to apply that power and authority, just like Satan sends out the demons with power and authority to fulfill their assignments. But the power and authority is nowhere in comparison. What we have in Christ is so much greater than what had us in bondage in the world. Now I want to drill that point here this Sunday, those that are viewing through Facebook Live. I want to drill this point within your life that you should be walking in victory here this day. Power and authority. There's the Greek meaning for the word power. It's able to cast out all demons, heal all diseases. We're talking big power. I know my life ain't around here 23 years later, because I've been really lucky dodging the bullets. No, just about every one of them hit me, amen? But I had the full armor of God on. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Some of you thought you got hit by a bullet. It was just a ricochet off my armor that you got. That was a slow pitch bullet. You may say, well, that's great for the 12 disciples that Jesus gave that type of authority and power that was able to cast out all demons, heal all diseases. Scripture says one day Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority. Well, that's great, Pastor. I don't feel like I got that power and authority within my life. I would have to ask what you've been doing lately then. And some of you just don't know better yet. You're in ignorance. You're just simply not knowing better. But by the end of the message, you're going to know better. You're going to be held accountable to operate in the authority and power that comes from the Lord that's greater than the authority and power of the enemy. Amen? Let's go to another scripture just to prove that it wasn't for the 12. This type of power and authority. Well, that was the disciples. They lived with Jesus. He was with them all the time. Some of you would say, that's favoritism. Pastor never talks to me. If he would just be with me, I would have that authority and power also. You can get it at your house. I didn't even know it in my name. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. The Bible says when the 72 disciples returned. So now it's no longer the 12 that he gave authority and power to. But now the count's gone up to 72. When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. There's power and authority in the name of Jesus. When you apply it within your life. Well, Pastor, okay, so the 12 had it, the 72 had it. What about me, Pastor? Matthew 28, verse 18 and 20, the Great Commission. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority. That means what? All power. All authority in heaven and on earth. A lot of times we just think heaven's got it going on, but this earth is all messed up. No. Jesus was given by the Father all authority, all power. The Bible records not only in heaven, but on earth as well. And it goes on to say, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20 says, this is talking about you and I. Verse 20 says, teach these new disciples. Were the new disciples there yet? No, Jesus was looking into the future, into your messed up life, my messed up life. He was giving power and authority, amen, that one day would reach our life that would be greater than the power and authority of the enemy. We just didn't know better when we were out there. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. When we say all the commands, we know that the disciples were only there with Jesus for 3 years, three and a half years, commentary says. In that short little period of time, 3 years, one more year for Danny, he'll have 3 years in the rehab, and he's going to have that same authority and power that the disciples had. Why? Because every day his life is waking up in prayer and in word, no matter if he's having a good day or a bad day, any and every disciple will have good days and bad days. But Danny chooses to stay because he knows a good work has started within his life that would have never came his way any other way. Mom couldn't give it. Dad couldn't give it. But Jesus gave it. Jesus gave it. He stood it and booed it. Now what had him in bondage, devils and demons and all that, now he's able to check them and cast them out. Because authority and power has been shifted from the authority and power of the enemy to the authority and power of Christ that he places in a man's life and a woman's life, no matter how messed up they were at one time. This authority and power that God gives freely to all that want to do his will is here for us this day. But you got to want this power. You got to want this authority. You got to really want victory in and through your life. You got to want this victory so bad that you want it for somebody else, not just yourself. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this. Jesus speaking, his last words before he ascends on back to heaven. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He's still choosing men and women and youth right now in this making of disciples. And his power and authority has not been watered down. We are the ones that water down his power and authority by allowing a little bit of the world to come in, a little bit more of the world to come in. And all of a sudden, the power and authority he had in Christ is now really the power and authority of the enemy, which the enemy and demons love. It's no longer a casting out authority and power, but it's a come on in power and authority. Mi casa tu casa. Make disciples out of all nations. Right now, the proof of this authority and power and this word of Jesus that he gave the disciples to the 72 and now to the many thousands and thousands and thousands, it's happening right now, just simply in our very own ministry, internationally, worldwide. We're in Cuba. I mean, we're all in Alaska. We're all lower than... Are we in Alaska? Or did I make that one up? Canada, I meant. Canada. Canada. It's about as cold as Alaska, amen? all over the world, in Africa, Mexico, Panama, all over the world, in every color and tongue, disciples are being made right now. Tells us there's no shortage of God's authority and power. I'm going to give an example on us wearing the armor of God. True Christians put on the armor of God, and what you're going to be learning in the next couple of weeks. We're on the belt of truth right now. I believe Pastor Felipe and Brother Alberto here were at the house here the other day, and they went to go eat without inviting me, and kind of hurt still. It was last Sunday, this same day last weekend. I'm still troubled. Bear with me right now. Okay, I got my composure back. So I had a come in crooked to be part of the little clique. Oh, Pastor, no, Pastor, what do you want? Pastor, we'll bring it back to you. I can give me the greasiest burger you can find. What places you guys go to? Big Deal Burgers. Big Deal Burgers. I told them, just bring me back the greasiest burger you can find there. They came back with a burger about this big. Big Deal Burgers was pulling it lightly, man. It was this big, like, I was like, that ain't gonna work. How many patties does that thing have in it? Three? Oh my God, each one was that fat. That thing literally weighed like a 20-pound barbell, man. I said, guys, I'm going to do my best because I'm a little bit in the flesh right now that you guys didn't invite me to go with you. But I think because I'm in the flesh, I'm going to do a better job in being able to polish this guy off. Ask me, Pastor, did you eat it all? What do you think, yes or no? The Big Deal Burger went down. I left just a little kibble, amen? Para los perros ahí afuera. I just left a little bit. I was so mad with these guys, man. It just gave me that. What I needed to down the Big Deal Burger, amen? I didn't want it to go to waste. Says, where in the heck did you? Guess what they were eating? Sheep. Remember I preached about sheep? The enemy loves sheep more than people out there. So gyros, whatever you call that place, amen? So these guys go and get gyros, or whatever you call that sheep food, amen? They literally got hungry when I preached about that last Sunday. They could have got the Big Deal Burger just like I did, but they went and ate sheep. So I let it go. And they bragged how good it was eating sheep. Let's go forward. Talking about authority and power that we have in Christ. Is it going to be all good times? No, but the worst of worst times, God will see you through. I would not be standing before you if that was not a truth. Power and authority. I had to share that story to share the next story. I don't know why I was mad at them and I gave them a revelation of this Sunday in advance when they shouldn't have got nothing but that gyro sheep burger they're eating or whatever it's called, amen? I said, hey guys, you know, once I was in, I was halfway through the burger, I was lightening up a little bit. My feelings were, you know, mending. And I said, I'm going to give you a little glimpse of next Sunday. It's like a policeman. He goes to sleep like all of us does, but in the morning he wakes up, he puts his uniform on, his police uniform, puts his badge on, and as soon as he walks out the house, any car driving by goes, man, 50, 50 one time. At least that's California talking, man. What do you call them around here? Police. Popo, and all this stuff, amen. As soon as they walk out of their house, they go, man, there goes a pig, man, there goes a cop. There goes a cop. Very few say, there goes a police officer. Amen? But when they come out, even before they get into their SWAT car at the station and they're in their own car and they're walking to the car, everybody's slowing down, everybody's acting right, and simply just because of the uniform that the police officer has put on and the badge he has put on, authority and power is given to him just simply by what he's wearing. And it makes everybody, just about everybody nowadays, not everybody stops on that authority and power. So just by the mere uniform, authority and power is given to this man. But the man, knowing that there's guys out there that are willing to challenge that authority and power, the police officer, knowing that, puts on a 9-block, a billy club, mace, handcuffs, to be able to back up his authority. We all have the look of a Christian here this morning in church. You got the attire, the right clothes on for a Sunday morning, amen, but can you back it up? Can you back it up? When the enemy comes your way, can you back it up? Or are you just all show? All smoke? When the smoke clears, you're nowhere to be found. So the police officer, knowing that he's upholding the law most of the time, amen, has to come packing. This is what takes place when a man just puts on a uniform. Brings him great authority and power, respect, even if it's in the hood, in the neighborhood, and in the suburb, in the country. There goes a cop. There goes, slow down. Hey, there's a cop right there. As Christians, it would be foolish of us to go to war against the enemy without our uniform, the full armor of God. It would be ridiculous. But do you know how many people do that? It's all these other churches. Now, I know, I'm not talking about nobody here this morning. I know you guys are all booted and suited, and you're looking like that cat right there, man. I can't even see your eyes right now. You did everything you were supposed to do prior and coming to church this morning. You got the power. I got the power. But on your way out, you will be showing the power that the enemy gives. It's one thing not to know how to pray and read God's word where you're in ignorance to it, but now the revelation is being given to you to acquire the authority and power of the Lord, to have victory in your life. I even know people that pray and read God's word and still in full-blown sin. They have the uniform on, but they're not able to back it up. It's a decision here this day. The third one is rulers of darkness of this world. Go back to Ephesians, please. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the first was against principalities. We went over the one, powers. Amen. Now we're going to the next one, which is rulers of the darkness of this world. rulers of the darkness of this world is a Greek meaning that means lords of the world or princes of this age. I put here the strategy of the enemy is to control, is to put you under his power and authority, and the assignments that he has given evil spirits and demons to go out and fulfill the assignments within your life. How many know in our ignorance he did a great job? That was us not knowing the truth, but being under lies. Tell your neighbor, I now got the power and the authority that doesn't come from the enemy. I'm no longer one of his messengers, but I got the power. I got the authority that is given of the Father within my life. I'm no longer in ignorance. I have truth. I have the belt of truth in my life. The enemy wants to still be in control of your life and my life. The rulers of darkness of this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, please. And the Bible reads, Satan, who is the God, but it's not a capital G, it's a little g, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds, not the eyes, but the minds, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. I pray there's understanding in your life before you leave here today. Kaylee, along with myself, should not be behind this pulpit. Does that say she's perfect, I'm perfect? No way, Jose. Does that say we don't have the power and authority? No way, Jose, again. That's where God's grace and mercy kicks in. I'm okay when a man steps out and a woman steps out believing they're doing the right thing, but yet they're wrong and they fall flat in their face. But I do have a problem when a man or a woman knows better and falls flat on their face. When they've been given the wisdom, they're no longer minds blinded and deceived. They just choose to do that because it's fun to have our minds blinded at times. We could just escape. We got a new TV in our house with a sound surround and all that, and we watch one of those Marvel movies, and one of those cats could be in the room. We would just disappear and end up in another spot. Just like that. And so many times we want to disappear from the situation that we're dealing with right now. We just want to become one of those Marvel men, Marvel woman, and just disappear and just appear on Sunday. Looking like this. Church is over. You disappear in you. And you're out there. In the club, it's no longer Friday. It's Sunday night and you're at a club. Because you just... And then Sunday comes up. And they come and they're right back. And they never lose. They always win. The maker of all these movies allow you to think that you can win living this double-minded life.
when the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I'm going to skip. The enemy wants to be in control of you, believe it or not. Well, Pastor, it's not as bad as it used to be. I just give him a little control on Friday night. That's why I can't make services on Friday night, because I'm under his control. But before I was in bondage. I'm not in bondage no more, Pastor. Stop it. Why would you want to play with Satan on the weekend? Why would you want to bring those spirits into your marriage, into your children, into your house, into the church? Why would you want to use that unlawful type of authority and power that is against you? It just don't make sense. But people do it. Pastors do it. Because sometimes we're able to disappear in what we're dealing with. And the only way we can disappear in what we're dealing with is to go get high, go get drunk, go get with this girl, go get with this guy, and try to fulfill and try to get over what you're going through. You want breakthrough in your life, so you go to the world to try to find this comfort, this way out of this situation you're in. As if the world has a way of giving you the breakthrough and Christ doesn't. And the reason many do that is because you already know how to do it. You don't have to walk by faith to go backwards. You don't have to be obedient to go backwards. You don't need your pastor to go backwards. But to get back in position, you need your pastor. To stay in position, you need your pastor. Obedience. It's just so much easier, people think, to be disobedient than obedient. But the consequences are not the same. The power and authority is not the same. You got to want victory here this day. It's time to get back into the full armor of God. And by the way, that movie was the first time we watched it on UTV. I didn't tell my kids. I told my wife. I whispered her to her. I was asleep 3/4 of the movie. And I even drank coffee at night to stay up, because I know when I start watching a movie, man, the lights go out. It's got to be a Jesus movie to keep me alive, awake. Satan is still trying to rule the world. We must agree that he's doing a good job. Why? Why? Because the church has not risen up in the power and authority given to it. Because there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. The last one, verse 12, the fourth one, Ephesians, is at the end, and it says again, spiritual. Remember, it's not, we do not wrestle. Not, it's not a physical fight we're in. At the end, it says again, spiritual wickedness. Why would you want to hang out with spiritual wickedness in high places? Because it has the word high in there? I don't know. The word here, wickedness in high place, suggests that which is highly destructive in character, but he comes real smooth, like he's got you, like nobody else cares about you but Satan. The church don't care about you. Come on, come back with me, man. You know I loved you. And we allow ourselves to be deceived by Satan. I go to the book I'm reading right now, and this is to the church, and getting ready to close. These 4 points that I touched on here this day, from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, have given us a very vivid picture of Satan's kingdom. It is highly organized to carry out its purposes. Demon powers are set in array and given authority by Satan to control the entire world and plague it with evil. There is no advantage. Tell your neighbor, there's no advantage. In other words, you're at a disadvantage. Amen? There is no advantage to us in ignoring Satan forces and methods. This only permits Satan to work undetected and unchallenged. This only permits Satan to work undetected and unchallenged. To fail to become actively involved in spiritual warfare is to suggest that we do not care what becomes of ourselves, our loved ones, our community, our nation, and our world. That's the state the world is in right now. That's the state the churches are in right now. Most Christians have not become engaged in spiritual battle because they have never been taught the importance of it, nor the way to go about it. All these weeks, you're going to be taught how to go about it. We're breaking down the full armor of God. How to put it on and how to keep it on. Amen? Today, Satan is flaunting his power through spiritism, occultism, false religions, and cults as never before in all human history. The church is being forced to re-examine its own resources. There's resources in the church. You don't have to go to the resources of the world. And a lot of people leave this church, amen, because they'll rather go to the resources of the world and put the blame on the pastor, put the blame on a leader, put the blame on the church, put even the blame on Jesus. Yeah, I'm preaching because I'm here to raise up soldiers, not chavalas. Translating English, sissies. I don't need sissies in the army of God. When you claiming Norte and all this and gospel disciples and all this color and the hat turned this way, that way, off. Show me some of that gangster disciple in Jesus. Show me some of that power and authority in Jesus. Back up what Jesus says. Wake up. We're living in end times and spiritual wickedness in high places right now. You got to wake up for your life. Wake up for your marriage, your children. Wake up. Last two Saturdays, I told Pastor Felipe, I've been a grumpy man on Saturday. My kids can't even walk by me without me mad-dogging them. Because I'm thinking about what's taking place right now in the church. And I can't give my children the love and the guidance they need right now because there's a battle taking place. Saturday, my wife, I give that look, leave me alone, leave me alone. I'm thinking right now. For you guys, I'm thinking for you guys. You've looking at the message from your couch. I'm thinking about you guys. I'm uneasy. I know we got the goods in the church. The resources are here. The power and authority of God is here. The full armor of God is here in cardboard. Woo! Did you get that? You were too slow, Janie, man. There's still another one I can do. I'm going to kick him in the head. No, I'm just joking. This looked good while it was standing, but come to find out, ain't nobody behind that. There was a little tripod that was keeping that paper up. Look at it, what it looks like upside down. This is what the enemy goes, Christian, come on. You got to come with something better than that. Get you another cardboard picture. Let's go check. Come on, Karen, Jamie. There might be somebody behind this one. It's another counterfeit Christian. Dang it, I thought there would be one. Maybe one in the church, but two? Is there any more? Is there any more? Because the devil loves these kind of sheep. He loves counterfeit sheep. They don't sell that at Gurus, Felipe and Alberto, all right? Prayfully, you were eating real sheep when they told you it was sheep, amen? It had the right uniform on. Had the right uniform. Boy, you ain't gonna forget this one. A couple of people just signed off right now on Facebook. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They just went and they hit the off button. Praise the Lord. The church is being forced to re-examine its own resources. Now, it'd be one thing if we had church and I'm preaching the gospel and we can't back it up. But I'm here to back it up. Been backing it up for 23 years. I'm here to say that looking good ain't going to cut it. Looking good ain't going to cut it. And too many times we're all caught up in what we look like on the outside when God's concerned what you look like on the inside. We're all caught up. How much we weigh, how much we don't weigh. What color our hair is? It's too straight. It's too curly. And there's people ironing their hair. And there's people putting curlers in their hairs. And there's people want black hair. So, you know, they're blondes and they want black hair. And then the girl with the black hair wants blonde hair and she dyes her hair blonde. And now eyelashes are about this long. I was like, what the heck? When is the length of those guys going to stop? Got eyelashes out to here. They started here and then they went here, a couple of inches long, 5 inches, 8 inches. Come on, sister. Yeah, párale, man. Got eyelashes from here to Texas. And you're just waiting for the next ones to come out that are even longer than the ones you got already. Everyone else is doing it, Pastor. They glue on, tells you they come off. They glue on, gluons. We tape that solder on the little sticks, we tape them to it. Tape was holding that. What's holding your life here this day? We're in a battle right now. I went through it all day yesterday. I went through it. Nothing went wrong at the house, but man, I was heavy, man. It was heavy, man. I was there taking care of the chickens, picking up dog poop from left field to right field, poop all over, just picking up and trying to be happy, you know, just carrying this weight. The weight of the church. Your weight, when you should be carrying your own weight. You want things to change in your life? You got to do something different. I'm happy when you come looking good, man, but I'm really concerned what you look like on the inside. Yeah, the uniform's good, but can you back up the uniform? The church is being forced to reexamine its own resources. God is raising up a mighty army today that is going forth with spiritual weapons. The results are impressive. Through the ministry of deliverance, thousands of people are being set free from the torments of demon spirits. What's taking place in your life, what's taken place, that's evil, man. It's evil. It's not a party. It's evil. It's evil. You got to be done hanging out, being on the same side of spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil has so many false promises, but and that's fine because he's the father of all lies. But to believe them in mind and be blinded in your mind and then to actually do them, you take Jesus to the spot. Once again, that he defeated over 2,000 years ago. You take Jesus back to the nails. Take him back to the crown of thorns. You take him back as if he's got to do it again. When the Bible says it was a one-time atonement for the sins of the world. Because there was power in what he did. There was authority in what he was did. The Father gave him all power and authority, not only in heaven, but on earth as well. And you and I have it. But are we going to use it? Are we going to grow this church? Are we going to bring in the sinners, amen, and allow them to get radically saved and remove them from the deceiving powers and authorities of the enemy where the assignments of demons can be canceled? You got to take your life seriously. Yes, we all got to work and we all got to do all those things, but are you spiritually wearing the full armor of God to be an influence to somebody's life, a positive influence, not a negative influence no more? So when they see you, they see Christ. They see hope for their life, knowing where you were at one time and who you used to be, and now you're doing the things of God. As we stand this day, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, they're out there recruiting soldiers right now. That not just to go to boot camp, but soldiers that are trained all the way to the point where they might lose their life in battle. The enemy right now, through gang affiliation, is also getting men, recruiting men to come into the gang right now. And painting it out like they're being part of the greatest gang. Like they're going to have power and authority. The enemy's recruiting right now, but so is the Lord. He's recruiting to give your life purpose and victory. And I ain't got no problem in carrying a lot of weight. I ain't got no problem in that. Oh, but there's nothing greater than when I see someone that was a no one dressed in the full armor of God and applying his truths, allowing his will to be done in their life. Yeah, Pastor, you got it, Pastor. Even if you don't want to do it, you got it, Pastor. I got you, Pastor. I got you. Man, I had these other plans I was going to do. I got you, Pastor. I got you. I don't want to be that good-looking soldier that has no substance within his life, that can be blown over with any lie, deceived with any lie. I told my pastor from the real beginning of my salvation that I had him. I had his back. Every service, I would go to the office. You need anything, Pastor? He would go. I look back now, he was in thought with the Lord. He was carrying my weight. But I didn't stay in the same position in the church. I continued to grow. Though it was hard, I continued to grow because I had nothing to lose. I came in with nothing. And I had all to gain. So I was willing to throw the dice with Christianity. And as I threw the dice, man, Christ started to slowly but surely start changing my life to where it went from, you need anything, Pastor? To already knowing what he needed, and I was doing what he needed without even having to ask what was needed to be done. That was my obedience to my pastor. I had his heart. I knew what he was doing and where he was taking the church. He didn't have to say much because he was short for words. I'm long-winded. My pastor was just short for words. He would just give you that look. It just painted a thousand. I knew what he wanted just by the mere look he gave me. So my point is, if God could do it for me, he can do it for you. But you're going to have to really want it. You've got to really want this authority and power. And once it comes into your life, like it did the 12, it can go to the 72 and into the thousands, into all of Milwaukee. There's no shortage of God's power and authority here this day. There's no shortage of his anointing here this day. He's wanting to pour it out within a man's life, in a woman's life, in a youth's life here this day. He don't care what you're wearing. He's concerned with what you look like on the inside. What's going on up here? Because the way the enemy blinds, scripture said, is through the mind. Through our way of thinking and reasoning is the way the enemy is able to blind the sharpest man, the most educated man, wealthiest man. Deceiving the mind. I want to make an altar call here this day. Whatever the song is, love. You can pick your spot. You can get that cardboard thing out of the way that it has no purpose. There was nobody behind it all. You gotta want it. You really gotta want it. If the enemy's able to give power and authority, so is the Lord. If the enemy's able to deceive minds, the Lord is able to renew minds. There's people out there that are hurting right now. There's people out there that are hurting right now. That are deceived of the enemy. And you got the power and the authority and the plan of Christ to give them. Fulfill your assignment that you have been given authority and power to fulfill. Don't say, I can't do it. It's too hard. Fulfill the assignment of Christ within your life. Fulfill the assignment of Christ within your life. There's an assignment for your life to reach somebody else's life. There's an assignment given to you, a purpose in making disciples. Don't take it lightly. Some of you gotta carry some people until they're able to walk for themselves, fight for themselves. Out all demons, heal all diseases,